This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The next hour will cost you nothing. This is free radio, free form. Free thinkers are all together here on the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the stories and the people. Every week at this time, we do it with a distinguished panel of radio professionals. Unfortunately, none of them were available this week, so we have...
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yeah, that's right. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Now, there's a little bit of a conspiracy here because Jensen has just spent some time in England, and, of course, we have Victoria Jones, who sounds like she's from England, and put them together, and what do you have? Who knows? So maybe an interesting conversation about one of the items, at least, on our story list. Also joining us is Jennifer Horn.
And I can barely speak English.
So. Fine. So you can't say Massachusetts. Other than that, you're doing fine. Jennifer is from the DJV morning program and the Morning Answer, which is on in Los Angeles on KRLA. So we have a list of 10 items, as usual, put together by the staff at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. These lists are always there, published at talkers.com as well. Number 10, new meatless food products. We had a conversation on the DJV show this week about carrots made from meat. Who
vegetables?
What in the world? Why?
That's Arby's. Arby's taking a shot at the Beyond and the Impossible Burger, saying, look, if you make a burger that looks like a burger but it's made of vegetables, well, we're going to take a vegetable and make it out of meat.
Yeah, very good. Who's going to stand in line together? Victoria, you're going to be the first kid on your block to buy some of that?
I don't think so, but I'm quite intrigued with this new brand that's coming to Whole Foods. Depends on the price point of it, because I'm familiar with them. They're a British brand, and I know their meatless products, and they're actually not bad. So I'm
what's
I'm
the
intrigued.
Brand name?
Oh,
what's
I can remember the brand name.
Jensen, you just came back from England. Did you see any meat, any vegetables or stuff over there, or some brand that we can identify with?
Well, of course, I did find a deep love for their meat pies and scones.
Have you never been to England before? Is this your first trip?
Never. This is my first one ever.
Yeah,
although my people, my ancestors had been there and made a bit of a mess, you know, Vikings. Right. Here, yeah. though, I actually have a bag of what you might think of being vegetable meat sticks. They look like carrots, but they're called Slim Jims, and I love them.
Okay, good for you. Let's bounce around here a little bit. As long as we have the energy of Jennifer to talk about some of this political stuff, we've all probably in one way or another paid attention to the debates. Number two item this week, the 2020 Democratic presidential race, the 20, how many people? 20 some odd?
20 that participated in the debates, 10 each night.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's still 25 candidates total, so there are five that you have not heard from yet.
Okay. So the election, if it's tomorrow, Trump wins. None of these people have, in my opinion, even close to the grit that's needed. And if I hear one more word from Kamala Harris, maybe I'll scream, maybe I'll just turn the TV off. Maybe I'll hex her, whatever it is. But that's my read. Is
but
that
she
Joe
was
Biden's
one of the breakouts of the debates. I think I've been saying all along, keep an eye out on Kamala Harris because I'm from California and I know how she can go after people. And
politician.
Absolutely. And by the way, when she took that job as senator and she had this backdoor deal with our governor, Gavin Newsom, that one would go for the governorship, one would go for the Senate seat, she knew that in a couple of years she would run for president. So this has been a plan all along for Kamala. That doesn't make it good or bad. It just is. And I think she was a breakout. Obviously, Julian Castro had a 0% percentage in approval ratings going into this. He made some news.
A lot of people thought he was good.
Yeah,
a lot of people around the room.
He's somebody to watch. He is somebody to watch. He is fearless.
Okay. Yeah. Fearless. What makes you say that, Victoria?
I've watched him for years.
Really? In what way? Yeah. Why? How? Why? What attracted your attention to him?
I think he's interesting. I think his twin's interesting. They're an interesting couple of politicians, and they've been on the rise. And if he can navigate these debates, particularly if he goes up against Kamala Harris and maybe Buttigieg in the next debate, if he can navigate these debates and if he can increase his profile, he's a very smart guy with some interesting positions.
Let's just take stock of a couple of firsts and the potential. Kamala Harris could be someday the first black woman to be president. Buttigieg could be the first gay guy to be president. What's his face? Jose, whatever his name is, could be the first Hispanic president. Are these things all brewing here? Are they all potential? And does that make them intriguing? I would ask all
makes the country great is that everybody has an opportunity to be president. I think that's really cool. And I think that a diverse field is great. I don't think we should vote for people just because of boxes that they check. Unfortunately, I think that's more prevalent in the Democratic Party to check boxes. But I'm not going to vote for these people, but I watch them because I think it's interesting and I like to see how candidates develop, and I find the sport of politics entertaining. I think what stuck out for me most is just how important yet unimportant Bernie Sanders is. Bernie Sanders is not going to be the nominee. He polls well, he gets enthusiasm, yes, but what he has done since 2016 is he's pushed the Democrats so far to the left that you have everybody on that stage, people that we used to consider to be moderates like Joe Biden, looking like leftists, far leftists. They all stood on the stage on Thursday evening, at least, and every single candidate, all 10 of them on that stage, raised their hand for health care for illegal immigrants in this country. The way that Bernie Sanders has changed the party without really making any traction as a candidate is unbelievable to me. That was maybe the biggest storyline that I pulled away from the whole thing.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria? You watch him?
That wasn't the biggest storyline for me. One of the storylines for me was that Bernie Sanders really didn't make a very big impact. And another storyline was, let's not forget the first debate where Elizabeth Warren dominated, which I expected her to. So if we mesh, you know, if we do a mashup of the two debates, let's put her in the mix, because she is formidable. And so I'd like to see a debate with her and Kamala Harris in it, along with some of the other breakouts.
I think we did see some people thud. Beto O'Rourke is done. Kirsten Gillibrand is done. I think we saw a lot of people who are still in it, some people who did well for themselves, some people who didn't really change anything for themselves. They'll still be around. But there were some people, I think, who almost eliminated themselves.
Rick?
I didn't see a nominee either night, except for maybe one or two people, which is, I think, interesting that I think we're pretty much agreed that the vast majority of these people will not be the nominee. Am I right or wrong, everybody?
Yeah.
And then none of them today could beat Trump.
The most interesting part of the whole thing came actually the previous evening, and that is when John Delaney of Maryland pretty much ruined so much of every other candidate's campaign by saying he interviewed executives at hospitals around the country, and every one of them said Medicare for all will bankrupt our health system and all those hospitals. And I thought that's probably the biggest thing that came out of all these debates when it comes to the general election. That's going to be used by the Republicans, by Trump.
John Delaney. John Delaney is a local rep to me, and if that's John Delaney's legacy, it's about as valuable as his legacy in local Maryland.
Oh, he won't be the nominee, but like the fact that he's quoting executives from all these hospitals around the country.
In unison. Yeah. As to universal health care, you get a lot of that, or Medicare for everybody, whatever, however you want to frame it. All right, so the thing that I'm just, as I kind of looked at this and went back and forth, they're all so stressed, My God, they have stress written all over their faces. Joe Biden, speaking of that, looks like he's had some face work, had a few more plugs put in, but he doesn't. he looks taller to me for some reason. I don't know whether everybody else is short. But he looks quite tall. I think his spark is gone.
I just think his spark is gone. And I don't know if that's losing his son or if his heart's not in it. But that charismatic guy that used to be there is fading away pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a narrative. I think that's a narrative. I think what I found interesting, and I think this was really foolish, and I think that's partly, to a great extent, his fault, because ultimately the campaign's his fault, but also partially his aide's fault, is how unprepared he was for Kamala Harris's attack.
Well, and then
he should have been prepared.
You know what? But why do we have to define politics by attacking other people? You're running for
you're
the
on
presidency.
A debate
you're not
stage.
Running against. You know, come on.
You're on the debate stage.
So she is the biggest blowhard, the most self-serving boob that is of all of them, and there, you know, there were some really interesting characters who showed up. Miss Williamson is an interesting character, as you know, why she's
a nut,
a spirit. Well, yeah, I don't think that's fair. I think she's spiritually a, some people refer to her as a guru. She used to be friends with Oprah. Maybe she still is, but it was on that show a lot. She has written some very interesting books. She's kind of out there, for sure. But I think they're all out there, in a manner of speaking. And frankly, in order to win in a circumstance like this, you got to be out there. Because who would run for this job if you were normal? You're not, by definition, these people are nuts to want to take the thing on. So, at any rate, Victoria, Jennifer, Rick, Doug, Rich, soon to be. Here's a focus on your energy level that I want you to think about, especially for men or women who are interested in having their men have a great energy level. If you have not the drive you used to, talking about Joe Biden, maybe he needs some of Nugenix. Maybe that's what he needs, Jennifer. Joe Biden needs Nugenix. Be on your way to having a better love life and more active lifestyle. You have nothing to do but text FORCE to 321-321. Do it now. Text FORCE to 321-321. Doug Stephan here. I know thousands of DJB listeners who are finding relief for their aching joints with Sierrasil by going to achefree.live. But Sierrasil works for more than just your aches and pains. Great for your pet as well. Sierrasil's leaps and bounds. The same feel-better formula, but now it's a delicious treat for your pet. Why would you give your pet a treat that offers less? Right now, go to achefree.live, or you can call 877-743-7720 for a special buy one, get one free offer on Sierrasil's Leaps and Bounds. We all want to give our pets the best life possible. Feel your best, have your pet feel best with Sierrasil's Leaps and Bounds. Go online now, get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live for the special offer, or you can call during regular business hours, 877-743-7720. Feel better or get your money back at achefree.live. That's achefree.live.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Radio Countdown. Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with Talk Radio host Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. Rich McFadden from Radio America in Washington as well. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the stories as enumerated by the list that's at talkers.com. The immigration reform focus and the Mexicans sending troops. I thought that was fairly interesting. 15,000 troops. Is that part of the push to have them take responsibility, or twist and turn them and disembowel them if they don't do what we want them to do? Is that what this is all about? What do you think? Jensen, did you talk about this on your show this week?
Yeah, and what's shocking to a lot of my listeners is that we didn't have a great big battle and war with Mexico, that Trump's tactics actually have worked in creating a situation where Mexico seems to be responding and they want to have a conversation. I was actually kind of surprised. We were focusing on, you know, how much closing the border would damage the American economy. And I don't know. We were quite surprised that his tactic has worked.
Yeah. Well, there's a side note to this. I was speaking to a fellow who's a highly placed Republican operative who happened to sit next to me at dinner earlier this week, and we were talking about what he does. He's a lawyer, and he's represented a lot of big companies, big transactions, especially in England and all over Europe. And he said that Trump is exercising sort of this whole business about trade and tariffs has brought him around to making a deal with the British that's been very quiet. Nobody's much talking about it. Maybe, Victoria, you know something about this, having your roots over there. The idea is to save England from the debacle of Brexit, because this fellow said that they are not going to reverse the vote, and that America is basically going to become the salvage, the savior, whatever. England will become the 51st state, in a sense. No tariffs, no cost to do business. We can buy anything in England without any ramification. They can buy anything from us, just like you were going to buy something if you live in Massachusetts, you're going to buy something in Maine. That's the deal. And apparently the Europeans, the mainland Europeans, are worried about the start, and apparently, evidently, it already has shown signs of some form of recession beginning over there, and partially because of the Brexit vote. And so Trump is trying to make some, this is the G20 this week, a lot of this activity is supposed to be going on, making deals with most of these countries, at least European countries, to save them from recession, do business with America without all of the tariffs and stuff. And that's why the Chinese, this guy says, that's why the Chinese are 90% there in making a trade deal, because they see what Trump's doing with Europe, and you know, they can, Europe's ability to make things, do things, and not have any, if they don't have any tariffs, you can compete, especially with the you know, Israel is almost a part of Europe, and what they develop there, what they can do technologically, and how that's the capability of making some of those things in Germany and in France and in Spain, maybe Italy to a point, can compete with the Chinese, who don't have all these crazy tariffs. The Chinese see it. So I think this is what the guy's theory was. What do you think of that? Anybody got
well, I think his theory is sound up to a point. There are some issues, one of which is that Trump's ambassador said that everything is on the table, including the National Health Service. Also, the British people don't want to eat chlorinated chicken. So there are some American things that they don't want, and that's got to be worked out.
Hmm. Well, you get chlorinated chicken from China, too. There's actually more chlorine in the and the pork from China, too. Yeah, food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is wrapping up a 20-nation summit in Japan with a long news conference. Trade with China is one of the main topics, and the president reported on decisions he's made after talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I promised that for at least the time being, we're not going to be lifting tariffs.
He also spoke of visiting the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas.
Spoke with the people. Kim Jong-un was very receptive. He responded, and so we'll see. Because tomorrow we're going to the DMZ. I said, while I'm there, I'll shake his hand. We get along.
He was also asked about former President Jimmy Carter, who has questioned Mr. Trump's presidential legitimacy, saying Russians helped him to win by cheating.
He was a nice man. He was a terrible president. He's a Democrat, and it's a typical talking point.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the Talk Zone, the charts for the week of June 24th to the 28th. Our job is to talk about them with you. Now you can respond if you will. I don't know, responding, it's agreeing or disagreeing, throwing things at the radio, you can do all of that stuff. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Did I say that already? Did I tell people who I was twice? I'm trying to remember.
You can never say it
twice
too much.
Twice as nice.
Yeah.
Twice as nice. Thank you very much. The stories, top 10 stories. Number 1, immigration reform. Number 2, the presidential race and the debates. Number 3, the G20 summit. We've talked about that. Number 4 is Mueller testifying. Oh, you take a yawn here before we get to that. What is there that... I mean, I'm going to say something. I'm not going to say anything. Read the report.
It won't be dull. It won't be dull.
You don't think?
No.
It will
no,
be dull because
no.
We already know. What is he going to say that we don't already know?
Right. Yeah.
The Republican members of those committees are going to take a crack.
Yeah, they will. That they will do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I think that'll be the big question. Why did you not recommend one way or the other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So the next item is the situation we find ourselves in with the Iranians. How many people know on the side that there are Iranians that are working in Albania to try to overthrow the Ayatollah? They want to get rid of the theocracy. There's a lot of that in country, but now there are groups outside of Iran that are just trying to get rid of this guy because they don't want to go to war. They may be angry at some of the things the Americans are doing to put the squeeze on them, but that's directly because of the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini.
So,
yeah.
Hopefully all this will settle down. Victoria, see if you agree with me on this, okay? This is a theory I heard, and
Richie's got a theory.
I kind of agree with it. Well, it's not
theory.
It's not my theory. I'm restating it.
He says
it
disavowing everything he's about to say.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll give you credit.
That the Iranians kind of ratcheted this up in the last month or so because they want the Europeans to force the Americans to let the Iranians back into the nuclear deal. So they basically said, hey, listen, let's ratchet this up, scare the Europeans, get the Europeans to lean on the Americans so that Trump will then say, okay, listen, let's go back to the table on the arms deal.
It's possible. And I'll, the reason I'll say it's I don't know that that's the case, but I'll say this. I'll say it's possible because the Iranians are can be very subtle. They are very complex. They are very brainy. And I'll say if they are doing that, that's not all they're doing. They're also trying possibly to drive up the price of oil. They probably have multiple prongs, multiple aims, whereas we, if we have any aim at all, only have one.
But
so
let's be clear.
Don't underestimate them.
They are not trying to go to war with us.
No!
They know exactly how to poke the belly of the beast just hard enough to try and get what they want, which is either the gas prices, oil prices, or their arms deal back. So that's all they're trying to do.
And
all that ahead of the G20, so now that the G20's happening, they'll all talk about it, we'll see whether anything happens, and then maybe they'll say, okay, we got what we wanted, we didn't get what we wanted, the fun's over.
The party's over.
After the G20.
It's time to call it a day.
We'll see.
I think that they don't want to do a lot of things. They are smart. Many of the best and brightest college students in our country come from Iran and Pakistan. And so the relationship that they have with America, once they come here, they love it. They want to stay. They want to have a good relationship. Nobody wants to, they all want to get rid of the Ayatollah. The younger, especially younger skewing, their population is growing like ours from the bottom up. And with a lot of younger people seeing what's going on, and because they are educated, Victoria, as you said, they don't want this. What do they need nuclear arms for? That's what they're saying to themselves. Why are we spending money? What do we need nuclear armament for? The younger people don't hate the Jews. Over there, the only person that hates the Jews is that idiot, the Ayatollah. The rest of them, they care less, for the most part.
So, Doug, serious question on that. Back during the Obama administration, you had the Green Revolution. Younger demographics, as you mentioned, really wanted to overthrow the Ayatollah. They wanted a more democratic government. And the Obama administration did and said nothing. Over there, they're saying, just give us some verbal support, something. Now, if indeed it's true that you have a group in Albania and the Green Movement, which is still existent in Iran, the question is, what can the American administration actually do, if anything, to help aid and abet that overthrow and for the younger demographics?
Why does it have
to
do
power?
Anything? Why doesn't it just let it be, let it do, let it brew on its own? If we give them the credit that we have as to being educated, the foment, if you will, of revolution is there, not the way that it was in 78 and 79 when they get rid of the Shah. But they don't want to be, they're educated. They don't want the discomfort. They want to live.
You've
they
been
wanna,
saying this, I mean, and I agree.
I have been saying
You've
it for
been
a
saying
long
it for
time.
For a decade or more.
Yeah,
the
I
young
have.
People don't like the idea. Okay, well, it's been 10 years. Now what? TikTok, buddy.
I think you're going to see that. I think this stuff that's going on in Albania that not many people are talking about is the next step. I think you're going to find there's a lot of freedom fighters that just want to pop off the Ayatollah, and they'd like to get help. I think they would like to get help from, and there are certain American factions, businessmen and stuff, because we have a lot of Iranian-born businessmen in our country who are seeding that have been successful, that are sort of paying for this. It's
a very interesting factor to all of this. Yeah. Is
what's that?
Is, you know, you think about to the Jimmy Carter days when we were sitting in lines for gas that were, you know,
right.
5 hours long. We were dependent on their oil then. They had us. We could do nothing. OPEC was able to control our economy and our
and a lot of the oil came
fuel.
From Iran.
Right.
And we had deals, sweetheart deals with the Shah.
Right.
Because he was our fair-haired boy. And then,
but we are not dependent on their oil anymore. We have enough of our own oil and fuel.
So
and
tell them to go screw.
Well, you can't. Because the rest of the world's economy is based Europe. Everybody, I mean, gold is not what backs our dollar anymore.
Oil does.
Yeah. Oil backs all currency around the world. So we can't let that get manipulated. And that's why we still have to have a presence there.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see what happens. Number six on the story list are continuing allegations against Donald Trump for being a bad boy. Is this new? Is this person? There's one person, I guess, that came forth. Not that it legitimizes it more or less. It's telling me something that I already know about this guy, that he's a lech and he's a, you know, kind of a degenerate in that
sense. And Kennedy had Marilyn Monroe murdered.
Well, this is not that, though. This is the most classic definition of
forcible rape. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, but most presidents are not the person that you put up on that pedestal.
Let's not go off on tangents about Marilyn Monroe and most presidents. Let's stick with this specific issue.
My point is, I stopped looking at these guys as heroes a long time ago. I want you to do the job. Yeah, would it be great if they were actually a decent person, too? That would be wonderful. But
there's a difference between a decent person and a potential rapist.
No, true.
I agree with Victoria.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I know a lot of my listeners were quite shocked and surprised that I would come out so strongly saying this needs to be adjudicated, because if you believe that Juanita Broderick was, her claims were compelling and seemed truthful, then I cannot see how you can see this as being different from that.
But I go back to what I said a little while ago about who is, and I forget which program, because I get a lot of things going on the radio, but I think it was this program a half hour ago when I said about Trump, or about all of these people that are, you know, we were talking about the Democratic debates. There isn't one person in that group of 20 or 25, in my estimation, that's a good, solid, benevolent human being. I can't see it. I can't. All they are, they're all about themselves. There may be a couple of exceptions in there, but I'm talking about the ones that make the most noise, Kamala Harris mostly. And I find myself actually, Richie, liking Elizabeth Warren to a point, which kind of shocks me, not liking her.
I've
never liked her. She's a senator from Massachusetts.
I like Biden better than Warren.
I like Biden. I would like to like Biden more.
Right.
He did not present himself particularly well. But the point I'm making is,
he's just your run-of-the-mill politician
Yeah. But the thing is that there's nobody there that's going to beat Trump at the moment. And Victoria said at the moment. Yeah, it is at the moment. A lot can happen in the next year. But the people that are trying to take him down by saying he's a rapist are not successful doing that.
Help me out. For those of us who haven't heard the details of this rape allegation, who is it alleging it, and what kind of details do they have?
Can we do that?
Okay, so it's a columnist.
Yes, we can do that.
By the name of E. Jean Carroll, she's a columnist, and says it at the at Bergman. What is it?
Bergdorf Goodman.
Yeah, right. He was shopping for lingerie. She said, "Okay, let's go try this lingerie on," and went off to a dressing room. She's thinking he's going to put it on. Whatever. Anyway, bad decision. So that does not give any man a right to attack somebody simply because you put yourself in a bad position like that. And she's saying that he attacked her, raped her in the most classic definition of what would be physical rape. And the problem is with her is that every time she opens her mouth in an interview, she says things like, oh, rape is sexy. And she says things like, well, I think people around the world would be more victimized than they already have been if I went and prosecuted. She was asked if she would prosecute, and she said, well, no, that would be demeaning to women around the world who have been raped. And just crazy things like that that seem to, I don't know, delegitimize her own accusations, which is horrible, because if this actually really truly did happen, then I believe it is something that needs to be investigated and adjudicated. Right. The problem is every time she talks,
exasperating. Yeah.
Okay.
The whole thing's exactly.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen, and a thought. For those of you who are finding that it's necessary to take a lot of aspirin, or you're taking ibuprofen because you got aching joints, perhaps you ought to listen to me for 60 seconds. Talk to you about a company called Sierrasil that has devised, as you can read on their website, ache-free.live. Isn't that a great, isn't that a wonderful website for something that's so good for your joints, they ache all over your body?
How is that website even still available?
ACHEFREE.live.
That's awesome.
You like that? Sierra still works. For those of you who are have neck pains, back pains, any, I actually give this to my dog, Daisy May. I believe natural products are good for humans and for my dog. And perhaps this is a great way for you to solidify how this works or can help you. If it can help you, it can help your dog, and vice versa. Find out the details about how it works by going to achefree.live. And maybe, or you can call 877-743-7720 and get a hold of a special deal that we have for you. Free offer on Sierra-Sil's Leaps and Bounds for your pet and for Joint Formula 14 for you. It works or your money back. Go online now. Get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live for the special offer using the code DJV. That's achefree.live. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, oftentimes we don't do justice to these lists, or at least we don't repeat them enough because people are coming in and out of the program. So for your edification, the top 10 stories, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine for this past week, the last week of June 2019, at number 10, all the discussion about new meatless food products. Number 9, continuing discussion of climate change. Number 8, a focus on the Boeing Corporation and the 737 MAX. Problems continue for them. There's a new White House press secretary. That's number 7. The allegations against President Trump, number 6. Number 5, the situational problems we find ourselves in with Iran. Mueller's testimony at 4. The G20 summit going on this weekend, number 3. The Democratic debate, number 2. And immigration reform, number 1 this week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouths, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talkers also has a list of the top 10 people, those in the focal point, that is in the, I guess, the, when you get right down to brass tacks, these are the people that are really in the limelight, according to the stories and the connection with Talkers Magazine. At number 10, Stephanie Grisham. Number 9, E. Jean Carroll. At number 8, the Ayatollah. Number 7, Kim Jong Fatty. Number 6, Pukin Putin and the premier or president of China. I never pronounce his name right, and I don't really care whether I do or I don't. Nancy Pelosi, number 5, got her name right. Robert Mueller, number 4, got his name right. Many of the people at number 3 and number 2, basically the bright lights of the Democratic debates on Wednesday and Thursday nights. At number 1, though, the guy who still controls more of the news media than anybody else in terms of access, President Donald Trump. That's the people list, according to Talkers Magazine this week.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology. The items that have attracted a lot of attention. Victoria Keevan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number five, counting to number one, Airbnb in the number five position, Victoria.
Yeah, Airbnb had some cool news this week. They have launched a new tier of their vacation home rentals called Airbnb Lux. Now, this is designed for customers who want to rent an over-the-top mansion, some kind of amazing private home with scenic views, top-of-the-line amenities. This is going to start at a minimum of $1,000 a night. And Airbnb Lux has launched this with 2,000 hand-picked homes around the world, each one passing their strict evaluation of 300 plus criteria. And so this is elevated design standards, all kinds of bells and whistles, chef-grade appliances, and it also provides 24/7 access to a trip designer who will ensure that your stay is tailored to exactly what you want. They are really trying to get into the high-end vacation home rental game. And this is a good time for Airbnb to do this because we've been talking about Marriott and even Expedia adding in vacation home rentals. So it's good news for Airbnb. And, you know, if you want to get together with some friends and family and you want to rent a baller of a mansion, then this is now the time to do it.
Number four, does Instagram listen to your private conversations?
Well, this definitely was probably the biggest trending story on social media this week. And Gayle King is being hailed as a bit of a social media hero now. She asked a question that many people want to know. Does Instagram's app listen to your conversations to help with ad placement? She interviewed Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri on CBS This Morning this week, and she said, "Can you help me understand how I can be having a private conversation with someone about something that I'm interested in seeing or buying, and then all of a sudden an advertisement for that will pop up on my Instagram feed?" And she said, "I haven't searched for it. I haven't talked to anybody about it, but I swear you guys are listening." And of course, the CEO said that, you know, "Oh, well, maybe it's psychological, and maybe, you know, you had already seen something that was similar." It was a BS answer. The bottom line is we all still believe that Instagram and Facebook are absolutely listening in on our conversations.
Yep. And keep that in mind as you
decide. Be careful what you say.
I'm turning off. I'm getting really turned off to Facebook. Number three, focus on free advertising for Amazon Prime Day.
Amazon's Prime Day will return for the fifth time next month, and this time it's actually going to be running for two entire days. Amazon has announced that Prime Day will start at midnight on Monday, July 15th, and run for 48 hours. There are more than a million deals around the world, lots and lots of discounts on Alexa-enabled devices, and this is celebrating, well, this actually started back in July of 2015 to celebrate Amazon's 20th anniversary, which seems weird that Amazon's been around that long, but they have their Prime subscription program has 100 million people who use it around the world. So a lot of people looking forward to the Prime deals that they're going to cash in on this year.
Number two, Nashville banning electric scooters. Tragedy there this week.
Yeah, this is about time, though, too, because I was in Nashville just a few months ago, and the scooter situation is out of control. I know it's also the same way in L.A. People just rent these scooters and leave them in the middle of the road. They leave them in the middle of the sidewalk. And so Nashville has banned electric scooters after the first death that was related to these scooters. A guy who was 26 was struck by a vehicle and killed while riding a scooter in May. Police found that the guy on the scooter actually was the reason that the accident happened. He had more than twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system, and that he, you know, he was the one who caused the crash. But nonetheless, a life was lost, and so Nashville has now taken 4,000 scooters off the streets. I don't know if it's actually ever going to return. Maybe regular bikes will replace them.
Number one this week in the top five tech stories is a cyber attack story.
Yeah, and we've been going back and forth with U.S. versus Iran and sanctions and all kinds of things. And it turns out that last week, when President Trump approved the attack, or he called off airstrikes, he had approved the airstrikes, then he called them off the same day. This was last Thursday. Turns out on that same day, what we did, we didn't strike them with an airstrike, but we did hit them where it hurts with a cyber attack. And the target of the attack was an intelligence group that has ties to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. That group has been connected to recent attacks on commercial ships in the region, most likely the Japan, the oil tanker there. And so the cyber attack was described as crippling to Iran's military command and control systems. It did not result in any loss of life, and the Iranian missile control systems were also targeted, and so this is probably what we're going to be hearing a lot more of in the future.
Along with robots taking over 20 million jobs in the next few years, another one that we'll talk about probably next week or two. 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.